For now, let's travel up to Queensland, Bundaberg in Queensland to be more specific, and talk to Hamish Jansen, club president of LOA Football Club in Bundaberg in Queensland. Good morning to you there, Hamish.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
I'm really, really well, mate. I know it's really early up there, but I'm sure it's a beautiful day there in Bundaberg, and I'm really looking forward to chatting to you about the LOA Football Club in Queensland. Tell us about the club, just its short history and also how many players and teams it has. What competitions does it play in?
Yeah, we've been travelling almost since the 1950s. We've got a small club. We've got about 145 members. We just play in the local competition, so just local grassroots competition. Yeah, so the last few years we've been travelling quite well, actually.
That's an incredible history there, Hamish. I'm thinking it's probably a smaller club that hasn't been around for a while, but 1950s, you must celebrate the history of the club a fair bit.
Yeah, we do. We had a... I think we're pretty much due for our 60th shortly anyway, or 65th anniversary anyway. So we're good.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, do you have any much information about how the club started, who started it? Are the people who did start it still involved in some way?
The biggest history family got in their club's the Brown family, which their grandsons are still involved in the club, and then their great-grandsons are playing for us now.
Fantastic. And how about your involvement there, Hamish? You're the club president. Did you play for the club? Have you had close ties to the club for a while?
Yeah, well, I just received my life membership only a few months ago. I've been involved in the club now for almost just over 12 years. I'm still a player, coach as well, so...
Fantastic. And the age groups of the teams that are playing in the club, it doesn't appear that you have a senior aspect to the club. It's all juniors?
No, we've got a senior side. We've got a third division men's and a second division men's side. And we go from under sixes right through to the under 14s.
Okay, and so what are the strengths of your club there, Hamish? Obviously, to stay, running the way you have since the 1950s, there must be some real strong foundations to this club.
Yeah, we've really got a great... we're a family-based club. Yeah, we've got a lot of families involved. Like I said before, we've had some of the families involved in the club since the day they've started. We've just got really good values for family, and that's what seems to attract a lot of our junior parents to come to our club.
So tell us about the diversity of the club. Obviously, male and female players. There are many Indigenous players. Being Bundaberg, would there be many Indigenous players playing football up there?
Yeah, there is between all clubs. The one thing that we do lack out here is a lot of our girls playing. We need to build a little bit more on that. There used to be a lot more, but for over the years, they seem to have dropped off a lot lately.
Mm. And how about the success stories of the club? Are there any sort of prominent players that are playing at a higher level that have come through your ranks?
In their history here, we've had Quinton Bolton that played for the Socceroos and Sydney FC and Melbourne City. He had played at our club as a junior until he was about 9 years old, and he had to move to another club because there was no teams available for him as he got a little bit older.
And Hamish, are you claiming that success story? Did you have much to do with his development?
No, that was a long time before me, so I couldn't tell you. All I know is he played for us as a kid. I think he had more. He played for another soccer club, Brothers Aston Villa. They're the ones that probably developed him as a goalkeeper. He only played as a kid with us.
Okay, and Hamish, I know. Look, you are up in Bundaberg, and there are a lot of junior clubs around. A lot of football clubs around Australia, and with a big junior emphasis. What are the challenges of running a community club like yours?
It's quite challenging. The hardest thing is getting people to come on the committee and volunteer to give their time. We've only got a small committee of about six of us, which is a little bit disappointing. We need a lot more help, but we get by every year. You just need a lot more volunteers for all sports, I think.
And your impact on the community, mate. I mean, I'd see football clubs as it's fantastic for, you know, kids and parents who want to be involved with football week in, week out. But people can't deny what these clubs, the impact they have on their own community. You're a community hub. You're a vibrant hub. So what does your club, LOA Football Club, do for the Bundaberg community?
We've had programs before in disability football, trying to help the disability kids have a run. We're a community club out in the farms. We're just on the outskirts where we started. Had a little our pub out there. We've quite helped a lot of the farming communities. We've had backpackers come and play for us, and then they've worked in the community to help out as well.
That's fantastic, Hamish. And given that you're club president, you're always looking forward strategically about where the club's going. What's the club going to look like in 10 years' time, you reckon?
Our own personal goal of the club is hopefully to get back up into the first division competition, and then hopefully keep going further if we can.
That's terrific, mate. We love reaching out to all sorts of clubs all around Australia, and I'm not sure whether we've gone any further than Bundaberg in Queensland, but congratulations on what you guys are doing at LOA Football Club. We hear great things, and I know you're doing fantastic work there, Hamish. Good luck with the future and the 10-year plan, mate.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Good stuff. That is Hamish Jansen, club president of LOA Football Club in Club Corner. Now, of course, LOA Football Club's in Bundaberg in Queensland. If you're listening to us up there, they need volunteers. They need help. If you're a coach that wants to maybe impart some of your knowledge on some of the kids and some of the teams there at LOA Football Club, just get in touch with Hamish through their website.